your backup's going, you're good to go.
Thank you.
This is Mary McCarthy. I'm here today on the 5th of November, 2011 at 3:40 p.m. and I'm conducting an interview with Julie McKenzie Rushing, who likes to be called Jules, for Quilters Save Our Stories, a project of the Alliance for American Quilts. Julie and I are at the International Quilt Festival in Houston, Texas. Julie, tell me about this quilt you brought today.
This is Sunflower with a Passion for Color. All of the fabrics are fabrics that I hand-painted. They are hand-painted, and then I did a mosaic style in the background. The leaves and the petals, after I put the fabric on, I painted on them again, and then I thread painted. The fibers in the middle is hand-dyed yarn, and then I beaded on the center to give the texture and reflections of the seeds that are always in the middle of a sunflower quilt.
What, if any, special meaning does this have for you?
I have sunflowers in my garden, and I love sunflowers, and I grew Mexican sunflowers 1 year and wanted to do quilts with the Mexican sunflower, so this is one of the ones I did. I did a comparison in using the hand-painted fabrics against batik fabrics, and so I have another sunflower quilt with the batik fabrics just to see what the difference is in the intensity and the feel of the quilts. I got a very nice contrast between the two.
Do you have a painting background?
No. But I started doing painting on fabric several years ago, and I just really like being able to do that. It gives a nice uniqueness and texture to the quilts.
Why did you choose this quilt to bring to the interview today?
Because it is one of my first quilts where I started experimenting on painting on fabric, and all of the fabrics are ones that I hand painted. It also gives a nice show of the variety of quilting that I like to do, and I experimented with doing different types of quilting where it's not an all-over quilting, it's different little snippets of the sun and the breeze that are blowing through the air, and I just thought that this gave a good representation of the style that I like to do.
Does this quilt hang in your home?
Yes, it does.
Do you have others as well that hang?
Yes, I do. My house is full of quilts that I have hanging.
Is this like one of a series of quilts, would you say?
It's one of the two that I did the study of on sunflower quilts, and then I've started doing some smaller sunflower quilts and have done some patterns of them.
Okay. What are your plans for this quilt in the future?
It's for sale.
It's for sale. Tell me about your interest in quilt making and how you started.
I have a very good friend that used to live across the street from us that collects antique quilts. And she introduced me to antique collecting quilts and appreciating the workmanship in them. And while they were in Germany for several years, I babysat some of her quilts because she did not want to ship them and she did not want to store them. And so I got to admire and love on her quilts, and I started thinking, well, I've been sewing since I was 5 years old, I can do this. And so I started out making traditional quilts, and then I found out about art quilts and I got bored with traditional piecing, and so that's what started me into art quilting.
Are there any quilters in your family?
Yes. My grandmother quilted, and I have several doll quilts that my grandmother did, and my mother's younger sister also quilts. And quilters go on into my mom's family back.
What age did you start quilt making?
I was in my mid-40s. So it's only, I went and looked the other day, and it's only been about 8 years that I've been quilting.
Did you learn to quilt from anyone? Or did you teach yourself mostly?
I was basically self-taught on doing the traditional piecing. And then when I was getting into the art quilting, I've taken some workshops. to learn some techniques, and I still like to take workshops to learn other art quilters' techniques. I don't want to replicate their work, where you can walk up to a quilt and say, oh, that looks like so-and-so's quilt. Oh, no, that person just is using their style. I want to take what they use and take parts of it to go into my work.
Do you design your own quilts then?
Yes, I do.
Let's see. How many hours a week do you think you quilt?
40. Okay. I'm a full-time quilt artist. I have a nice studio at home, and I get up and I go into my studio, and when my husband comes home, then he might pry me out. Okay. And I might go down and make dinner.
How does quilt making impact your family?
We're empty nesters, and so, you know, he enjoys coming home and seeing what I've worked on during the day. My kids are not interested in quilting, and they'll appreciate, you know, what I do and say, oh, that looks pretty, and then they'll go on. Mm-hmm. I have made baby quilts for all five of our grandchildren, and they probably have two each. And I've made a quilt for our daughter, but other than that, it doesn't impact them much in any way.
Have you ever used your quilts to get through a difficult time?
No, and knock on wood, I haven't had very many difficult times since I've started quilting. Excuse me. I did spend our son and his wife lived with us, and their three kids lived with us for a year, and I did spend a lot of time in my studio at that point, but at that time I didn't have a window, and after that we put a window in because I was claustrophobic.
What do you find pleasing about quilt making?
It's very self-expressive, and since I design my own patterns and do my own style, I find that it's how I'm feeling. It expresses me. It's very satisfying to work for several days on a quilt and then walk into my studio, and I walk in and then the first thing I see is my design wall, and to see what I've been working on and to see how it has developed from hand-dyed fabrics or really white fabric that I have dyed and then I have cultivated into something that looks three-dimensional sometimes.
What aspects of quilt making do you not enjoy so much?
Trying to decide what kind of binding to put on. When my machine goes awry. But I really enjoy all the aspects. A lot of it is, it's hard sometimes to get started because I have the plan, and it just, sometimes it's hard to make that first cut into the fabric. But, and then to decide how to quilt it. Those are the two stopping points. And sometimes the quilt has to hang in my studio for several weeks before I decide how I'm gonna quilt it.
Do you quilt your own quilts then?
Yes, I do.
Is this on a domestic machine?
It's on my Bernina.
Are they all about this size, or do they vary?
Right now, most of them are about this same size, maybe a little few inches bigger, but my goal right now is to start working a little bit larger and see how far I can push it.
What's your favorite techniques?
Painting on fabric, dyeing fabric. Thread painting, raw edge applique.
Have you ever used any unusual materials in your quilt?
Cheesecloth. I've gotten into using hand-painted or hand-dyed cheesecloth. I like the texture and the versatility you can use with it, because you can use it as it is and the weave it is, or you can stretch the weave or put holes in it. I like using that.
Do you have a design wall?
Yes, I do.
How does that enhance your creative process?
It's wonderful because I have a studio that's 18 by 16, and my design wall takes up one of the walls that's 16 feet wide, and the wall is probably 7 feet tall. So I can, when I walk into my studio, that's the far wall from me, and so I can stand back in the doorway and see what I'm working on, and I get a good visual from a distance of what I'm working on.
What do you think makes a great quilt?
It being an original design, color, texture. Oh, that's one of the questions I've been thinking about. Just the overall design and how the artist uses color and texture in the design.
What would you say makes a quilt artistically powerful?
Color plays a large aspect. I'm a very colorful person. I love bold and bright colors. And when I'm walking through looking at quilts, the ones that really catch my eye are the ones that have the vibrant, rich colors in them.
Okay. Whose works are you drawn to?
Sue Benner. There's several that I like, and their names are vacating me right now. A lot of the art quilters, I see their work. I've been looking at them all day long, and I like Katie Pasquini-Mazapost and Esterita Austin, and those are two of the artists that I've studied under some.
Why do you like their works?
Because of their expression with color, their styles are all different, and I like taking from their techniques of how they work. I love their use of style, and that not all their quilts look the same. They have a nice versatility in the way that they work.
Have you gone to any exhibits with their works, solely their works?
No, I have not.
How do you balance your time with quilting?
It's about from the time I get up in the morning till dinner time. I look at it, this is my job, and so I work from home, and so I go up and I stay in there, I take my lunch break, and then I go back into my studio and work. So it's, housework gets done little.
Who has influenced you, do you think?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I can say any one person has influenced me. It's been kind of a awareness of, you know, doing the traditional quilts and then finding out about art quilts and then researching and looking for different workshops and retreats to go to learn the technique. So I can't say it's been any one person or group of people that have influenced me. It's kind of been a search.
You made traditional quilts then for a while?
I did. My first several quilts were traditional quilts. I did a star quilt, and I took a quilting class to learn different traditional blocks. I have one large quilt in my house that's all traditional blocks done in batik fabrics that is hung way up high and probably will never come down. And then I have a watercolor 9-patch that is on our bed that I did.
What was the most difficult pattern, traditional piecing that you did?
Probably the watercolor 9-patch, because it's a queen size quilt, and having at the time the house we lived in I didn't have the space I have now, and I had to move all the dining room furniture out of the dining room so I had room to lay it out.
And where is this quilt now hanging?
The watercolor 9 piece is on our bed.
Oh, cool. How do you feel about machine quilting versus hand quilting?
I never learned how to hand quilt. Since my mom always did clothing construction, she never did hand quilting. She tried to teach me how, but I just didn't get the hang of it. I appreciate people that hand quilt and their patience to sit and hand quilt and can see how their quilting's going, but I never got the knack of it. I love doing machine quilting. I like being able to sit at my machine and have that rhythm going of the machine quilting and look forward to the day when I can have a long arm and can do it on a long arm.
Have you used computers in your quilting at all?
No.
Let's see here. Why is quilt making important to you?
It's my artistic expression, and that is just what I strive to do. It's what makes me feel good about myself, and that's if I get grumpy, my husband sends me to my studio and says, "You need to go play with your fabric." So it's what makes me feel good.
Do you have a large stash of fabric?
Not as large as I used to. I went from using commercial fabrics to just my hand dyes a year or so ago, and so I've liquidated my commercial fabrics. But since I dye my own fabric, I have a large stash of hand dyed fabrics.
Is it cotton that you dye mostly?
Yes, cotton and silk.
In what ways do you think quilts reflect the community you live in?
Oh, it's a nice variety. I have friends that are traditional piecers and do beautiful work and beautiful quilting, and then I have a large group of friends that are art quilters. And there's a very beautiful variety of us that we all do something different. And we all get to learn from each other and share with each other the techniques that we like to learn, but our work never looks the same. It's all of our styles are different. And so I think that shows the environment that we live in, because everybody is so different. Our neighborhoods are so different. And so it replicates the area. Being eclectic.
What do you think about the importance of quilts in American life?
Oh, they're very important. Quilts have such a long history in America, from starting out being the traditional bed quilts for families, and how quilts were generated just as a staple of family life, and then moving into being quilts for the Underground Railroad and the messages that those quilts gave and how they have played a part in family histories and being passed down. And quilt making has taken kind of a dip in the past 20 years, but it's starting to have a resurgence in our communities now, that it's really nice to see how they're making another circle back in, but they're being so diversified and so different from what they used to be.
How do you think quilts can be used?
As art forms, I mean, you've got your traditional quilts that can be used as utilitarian quilts, but now art quilts are being seen more as art and not just quilts hanging on a wall. There's such a big movement now to make quilts seen in the art industry as art, but not a traditional quilt.
How do you think quilts can be preserved for our future?
I don't know. I have thought about that, and I know that the Smithsonian and other institutes are taking great efforts in preserving quilts and how they're storing them and keeping them. And I haven't done much research on that, but I hope that the people that are in charge of that keep up preserving our quilts, and we are able to find the textiles to use to make sure that the quilts last, and we're not using things in them that are going to help them deteriorate quicker than they normally would.
What do you think is the biggest challenge confronting quilters today?
Traditional quilters or art quilters?
Both.
Traditional quilters, I think, is to keep that part of the craftsmanship alive. In looking through the quilts today, there's such a small section in the quilt show of traditionally pieced quilts, where most of the quilts are art quilts or looked at as art quilts. There's a nice section of traditional applique quilts, but the section of traditional piece quilts is very small. So I would like to see that come back and be a larger part of our industry and being preserved, and that history, family history, keep going. Art quilts, I would like to see more, seen more as artwork, and preserved and appraised as artwork instead of quilts, because as artwork they have a higher appraisal and value than they do as compared to traditional quilting.
Well, I'm about ready to wrap. Is there something you'd like to expound upon, or something you'd like to say?
You haven't said? I appreciate being able to have this opportunity for the interview and be able to show in the quilt show.
Well, it's 4:02 p.m., and this is the end of the interview. Thank you very much.
I have
a little speech I'm supposed to read to you. I'd like to thank Julie for allowing me to interview you today for Quilters SOS, Save Our Stories Oral History Project. And our interview is concluded at 4:02.